Today I'd like to take a look in John chapter number 10 at our Good Shepherd. I sure am glad that I know Him, and I sure am glad that He knows my name. John chapter number 10. If you'd stand with us, we honor the reading of the Word of God. We have that application in the Old Testament where they stood when the Bible was read. There's ever been a day that we ought to be standing for our Bible. It is today. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter, or the keeper, openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You may be seated this morning. We have here in the reading of John's Gospel, chapter 10, about the Good Shepherd. As the writers pin down the word good, they really don't even have a definition to describe it all, because that pretty much sums up our Lord Jesus Christ. He's so good, you just can't describe Him all. The Good Shepherd. And I want you to notice that in this way of the Good Shepherd, it says in verse 1 that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Now the sheepfold was a place where all the shepherds would lead their sheep to at night. It had high walls and it kept these sheep safe in the nighttime. This word porter was an overseer, and the shepherd would lead his sheep into the sheepfold, and the porter would take charge through the midnight hour. At the morning time, at the break of day, the shepherd would come. He would simply go to the sheepfold, and the porter would open the door, and the shepherd would call the sheep out by name. And they would come and they would follow him. And the Lord told us that the shepherd was known by his voice, because if he was not the shepherd, the sheep would not follow him. I'm glad we have the good shepherd today. I think there's a lot of confusion in this day and hour for us. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, and under-shepherds. God never intended for the under-shepherd of the flock to be one that ran the sheep or drove the sheep, but he leads the sheep. I was studying the Word of God, and as one of the writers mentioned some things, he said not only about our good shepherd being our shepherd of the sheep, but there's a great application about the under-shepherd or the pastor of the flock. He said that simply that pastor gains access to the sheep in a divinely appointed way. He's called into it. I can remember the day that the Lord called me into the ministry. I noticed this, that when God put me together with the people, things begin to change in my life. And I'm thankful that God has called and placed me as an under-shepherd. A under-shepherd, I want you to notice, he always has the welfare of the sheep in mind. I wonder about these boys that's wanting to ask their church to give them all several thousands apiece, so he can buy him a $300 or a $300 million Learjet. I wonder about them kind of shepherds. A under-shepherd has the welfare of the sheep at heart. And then the porter openeth. The Holy Spirit set before that pastor an open door for ministry and service. And I can tell you, unless the Spirit of God, unless He opens doors, doors will not be opened. I notice this, that the sheep hear His voice. The sheep recognize Him as the appointed under-shepherd. He called His own sheep by name, and that portion which God has made Him overseer, they are known to Him as individuals, just not as numbers. I like what it said, He leads them out. He goeth before them as an example, not requiring more out of the flock as He requires of Himself. It's a great illustration as the under-shepherd. But what I want to preach at this morning is three thoughts on this good shepherd. You'll notice, first of all, there is the view of the good shepherd. You'll notice in verse 1, there is a climbing into the sheepfold. He said, I say unto you that he that not entereth in by the door in the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Now, could I get you to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He did come through the door by the way of Calvary? He said there had been many that tried to climb up and tried to get in, but He said, there was only one place that I could go in, and that was through the door. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by Him. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ didn't take any shortcuts. He was born of a virgin. He was circumcised the eighth day according to the law of Israel. He was raised in the temple at 12 years old, and He lived a life that was a life of great victorious living, that had never known sin, had never done wrong, and went on an old rugged cross and died. But honey, that's not the end of the story. For on the third day He got out of the grave, and He said, there's many that's tried to lead the great sheep, but I am the good shepherd of the sheep. There's nobody like Him. Men have tried to describe Him, but we see from this thing of heaven's point of view and the good shepherd, we see there was a climbing. But in verse 3, He says there's not only a climbing, but there was a calling. He said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear His voice. Brother Jerry, I'm glad I know His voice. Brother Johnny, I'm glad I know His voice. Mary was at the tomb, and the Lord had gotten up. She ran unto Him, and she was troubled. She looked and seen the Lord Jesus, supposed Him to have been the gardener. And He said, Mary. And she said, Rabboni, our Master. I'm glad that I know the sound of His voice this morning. Peter, James, and John were fishing. They followed Peter out on a hopeless expedition. that night. They'd fished and they had taken nothing. And Jesus came from the shore and He said, "Children, have you any meat?" They said, "No." He said, "Well, cast the net on the right side and you shall find." And when they had this done, they could not draw it for a multitude of fishes. And John pops up in the story, and this is what he said. "It is the Lord." He said, "Peter, I've been following you around so long, ain't got nothing, but I done found out who fills my net up. I'm going to tell you, I come to tell you today, I'm glad we got a God that can fill your net up this morning. And I sure am glad that the sheep know His voice." When He said, "Children, have you any meat?" John said, "It's the Lord." I'm glad the Lord's got a voice. Buddha and Muhammad have no voice because they're in the grave. But our Lord is on the throne, and I'm glad He has a voice that calls His sheep by name this morning. Now the Good Shepherd, we see His view. There's a climbing, there's a calling, but in verse 3, I sure am glad there's a claiming. The Bible said the porter openeth and the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name. It has to do with ownership. I'm glad I'm the Lord's, and I'm glad the Lord's mine. And I'm glad I'm not my own responsibility. I've got some things that I've got to do, and I've got to see about in my own life. But at the end of the day, I am the Lord's responsibility. He bought me with a price. I'm His. He's my Father. And I don't know if any of y'all got young'uns, but if any of you's got grand young'uns, some lights is going to go to coming on to you. And I'm going to tell you today, friend, if any one of my little young'uns come around me and said something they need, and if I had it, I'd be sure they got it. There's been times, Brother Martin, my children needed something, and I didn't have it to give them, but I wanted it to give to them. But I tell you, our Heavenly Father owns the cattle of 1,000 hill. He owns all the hills this morning. And if God knows we need it, I'm glad according to His riches and glory, He'll see about everything that we have need of. His children do not go in lacking. I'm glad we've got a God this morning that we can count on. I'm glad I'm His and He's mine. And it's a thrill to be a child of God. I'm so glad one day that He came up to the sheepfold and called me by name. Not only has He called me and claimed me, but in verse 3 the Bible said He leadeth them out. I'm glad He cares for me. I'm glad we got a God that cares about us. We're just not numbers. And I'm going to tell you today, whenever Liberty Baptist Church is caught up in numbers and not individuals, we might as well close our doors. You listen, church, and you listen good to your preacher this morning. The devil will let you have meeting, but he hates for you to have ministry. And I believe that God looks on us not as a number, but as individuals. Thank God He knows me by name. I'm glad not only does He call me, not only does He claim me, but I sure am glad that He cares for me. That's the view of the Good Shepherd. But then you'll notice in verse 4, there is the voice of the Good Shepherd. When He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him. Look, for they know His voice. There's nobody's voice like God's voice. You know something? The Spirit of God, the Bible says when we're saved, the Spirit of God comes and lives in us. He would lead and guide us into all truth. The Spirit of God, if we'll yield to Him, He always takes us in the right direction to do the right things. But there has been times I've heard His voice. And I sure am glad I know the voice of the Lord. I'm glad one day that He called me by His voice. I was minding my own business. Smoking enough weed, amen. I done smoked enough weed, I was ashamed to look a cow in the face. Somebody say amen.
But honey, let me tell you, one day I come up into a little old church and God began to deal with my heart. God began to deal with me in ways I'd never been dealt with. I remember that Sunday morning, Brother Wendell, the Lord called me by name. I stepped out in faith to the precious Son of God. Not only did He call me, but He saved me. Thank God He changed me. As Brother Chris sang, the blind man asked Him, He saw it all. I don't know what happened to you, but honey, I can tell you what happened to me. I sure am glad that the Lord saved me and called me by His voice. Have you ever heard the voice of God? I sure am glad that He calls us by His voice. And you'll notice this voice, it is verse 4. You'll notice when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. His voice is inscribing. There's nobody like His voice. You know, we was raised out in the country. We didn't have many neighbors. My daddy could come out on the porch and somebody could say something, but when my daddy spoke, I knew the sound of His voice. And it inscribed into my heart of who He is. When the Lord speaks, I'm glad it's inscribed and it lets us know that He's very much alive. He's very much around. And He's very much aware. The voice is inscribing. The voice is instructing. Some of you need to hear from the voice of the Lord. I sure am glad that if the Lord tells you to do something, it'll always be right. And sometimes it won't make sense. But I can always tell you how you know if it's the Lord telling you. If it don't line up to this Bible, leave it alone. It ain't God. It's the devil. But what God will tell you, it'll always line up to that Bible I'm preaching out of. If you hear strange voices that's taking you away from this Bible, you know it's not God. I sure am glad that the Lord is inscribing, the Lord is instructing. But I want to say thirdly, the Lord is inspiring. It does me good sometimes just to know that He knows me by name. I wonder how many people's in this county. 100, 20, 30,000. Wonder how many's in the town of Bowden, 2,200. How many's in our assembly? But He knows us all by name. As our church grows, I'm trying to learn people's names. Just be patient with me. I didn't do real good in school. I did good in the job market. I didn't do good in school. They taught me how to work. And my memory's bad. I know y'all perfect. I've done dealt with some of y'all. I know your mind bad too. Sometime when you shake hands, say, good morning, Brother Ken. I'm so-and-so. It'll help me. Amen. I'm trying to learn you by name. But honey, I'm telling you, the good shepherd knows us all by name this morning. Knows us all. Ain't that amazing? He knows your name. So if He knows your name, He knows where you live and where you stay and what you do and what you go. He knows what you're up against. The good shepherd knows it all this morning. You'll notice that this voice is ensuring. Lets me know I'm His. But I want to get down to where I want to preach at this morning. I want to ask you this question. Have you ever been saved by the grace of God? As Brother David said in the first song this morning, got over a lot of things, but I've never got over the day that the Lord saved me. We was at a funeral Friday. The Lord had moved and the Lord had stirred. You listen to me, young men. There was a man my age last week stepped out and met God. And everything seemed to be fine, but
the Lord called his name. And he stepped out to meet God. Some of you young people, there was a young lady graduated from Bowden High School, stepped out into eternity this week. Young girl. Young men. Young 20s was killed not far from the church this week. Just because you're young don't mean you're going to live long. Just because you're older don't mean that you're going to live longer. And so I want to take us to the closing things of this passage in John 10. And I want you to look of how much a verse is so impactful in verse number 9. It's amazing. You're talking about a verse that is loaded. Take a look at what here is our good shepherd. Not only our view and his voice, but look at his vow. Look at his vow. I want to ask you, look up here at you, preacher, just a minute. If you met God today, would you live in heaven forever or would you die and go to hell? There's no in between. Today is the day of salvation. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shine. And a lot of people ask me, well, preacher, how do I go to heaven? Well, we better listen what the Bible says about how we go to heaven. Verse 9, the vow of the good shepherd. And I can tell you this, he keeps his word. You'll notice in this vow, number one, you'll notice the person in verse 9, I am. And honey, you can look all around that. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing from it. He's everything that me and you will ever need in this walk of life. I am. That lets me know He's alive. That lets me know that He's in charge. That lets me know that He's all power. I am. We live in a day and hour we've lost focus of who God really is. I am. The person. Number two, notice the passage. He said, I am the door. Now, the door is made for something. The door has been put in place to be used. And I want to say today, in this dispensation of the church age before Jesus comes, the door is still open. When Noah built the ark, God put one door in the ark that he may enter into. There's one way into heaven today. That is by the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let this Muslim crowd tell you that they're serving our God. They don't know our God because if you bypass His Son, you die and go to hell. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. The door has never been put in place to look at. The door has been in place to use. Why would we want to put a door in this building if we would never use it? We put doors. God gave us a door. It's His Son. And isn't it amazing? You ain't even got to knock at the door. He's knocking at the door. And He's got the door open. Thank God one way in His door. I'll lead you to a new world. Out of your world. Into His world. I'm glad there's a door that is open for you this. Thank hallelujah. Thank God for a door that's open this morning. I am the door. And if you want to go in, you can go in. Notice my next point. Not only the person, not only the passage, but look at the particulars in verse 9. I am the door and by me, if any man enter in. The Spirit of God's got to deal with your heart. No man comes to the Father except the one that sent Him, draw him. You say, how do I know God's dealing with me? Do you want to be saved? then you can be saved.
Therefore, the Spirit's work, He says, I want you to know this. He said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in. Is the Lord knocking on your heart this morning?
I sure am glad He's knocked on my heart.
And I'm glad I walked in the door.
Now the person, the passage, the particulars. Then verse 9, watch your Bible, the potential.
If any man, I'm glad it's a whosoever gospel today.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it, the blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning.
I'm glad young, I'm glad old, I'm glad that rich, I'm glad that poor can go through the door if any man.
This year I'm praying God to do big things in this ministry.
People come in this church that don't look like you and don't look like me.
The last thing you need to do is be looking down on somebody thinking that you've got a higher seat or a higher power.
Honey, if it wasn't for the good grace of God, we'd all be in hell today.
If it wasn't for the grace of God, there's no telling where we would be.
I sure am glad He said, if any man,
and I'll preach it to the graveyard, Jesus died for all,
and He loves all.
But must all come by the way of the old rugged cross.
And I'm going to tell you this morning, that there's a vow.
There's a person.
There's a passage.
There are particulars. There are potential. But notice verse 9, there's a principle.
He said that enters in. It takes faith.
The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith.
Not of yourselves. But it is a gift of God.
Not according to the works that we've done.
But it's what He's done for us.
And we see in this great principle that you must exercise faith to enter in. Verse 9.
If any man enter in.
Boy, wouldn't it be a good morning to get in.
Some of you holding on to your church membership.
Some of you, no doubt, as the calendars flip forward, you've got some new resolutions.
Why don't you get in redemption instead of resolutions?
Why don't you enter in by the faith that God has given you and accept that His Son died for you?
And enter in through the door by faith this morning.
Oh my, what a great principle.
Verse 9, what a great promise.
He said, and he shall be saved.
I'm glad we ain't got to wait till we get down the road to find out.
But I can tell you this. I believe what God does, He'll do it forever.
And I believe that God is powerful enough not only to save you, but to keep you saved.
If we were saved by works, then what work have I got to do that's good enough?
Or what work can I do that's bad enough? I'll take grace, what the Bible says.
I'm saved by grace through faith.
Said He shall.
And then look at verse 9. Not only the promise, but look at the protection.
Shall be saved.
That's a good Bible word.
You know what that word simply means? Rescued.
I'm glad the Lord's rescued me.
Glad the Lord's got a hold of me.
You're a preacher. Aren't we to do our part?
Yes, we are.
But when we fall, the Lord loves you.
I'm glad the Lord still pulls on us.
Lets us know that we're His.
This morning, this vow
As the good shepherd, we see the promise of it, the protection of it. Look at the privilege of it in verse 9. Said he shall go in and out. What privilege is to be a child of God? Go in and out with the great shepherd. But then he don't stop there. Look what he says about not only the privilege, but look at the provisions. And find pasture. The pleasures of it. I don't know about you, but when I was lost, I didn't like being lost. I never had the peace of God that passes understanding. But that day when I took Christ for what He said and trusted Him and simply came to Him as a little child by faith, He saved me. And some of you today that are searching and looking, I want you to look what this Bible says. He said, He shall lead them in and out to find pasture. That's what the Lord wants you. He wants you in a place that you can enjoy and rest and that you can grow and nourish. Some of you been in old dead churches. The Holy Ghost ain't been around there since Grandpa was a boy. People holding on to a graveyard and things. Honey, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost will lead you in and out. But you'll always notice this. He'll lead you to pasture. We had an old cat come up. It's amazing the older I get, the way my heart softens. I was cutting on the mower down in the ditch and an old cat run across, didn't have hardly no hair on one side. Miss Renee been saying, I want a cat. Got out of the car the other night and there was that cat. I began to feed him. Bony. I called Brother Felton. He'd seen the veterinarian. He brought me some medicine. I doctored that old cat. Went down to my dad-in-law's the other day. We was sitting down there and was peeling an orange, eating, and here come that old cat. That old cat jumped right up in my lap. He said, Ken, that cat thinks a lot of you. He said, you've showed him favor. He said, you've done something for him that he's never forgot. That old cat's fattening up today and hair growing. Got the prettiest gold marble eyes in him you ever laid your eyes on. I said, why'd you say that? That's the way some of you are this morning. You need to find pasture. You need a place that you can get in and rest and enjoy and be doctored and grown. Somebody rub on you a little bit. Somebody feeds you real good. Let me tell you, you'll never find nobody like the Lord. Let me share it come this morning. The Lord gave us a vow. I want to simply just maybe play today. I don't know where I'm going with the rest of John 10, but this morning I feel that the Lord's done with preaching. I want to let you know today that there's a door set in place for you. If you go through that door by faith, the Lord would save you. That's what He said. It's what His Bible says, and I'm going to stand on the Word of God. You may be here today, you're young, you're old, it don't matter, but the door's open for you. Do you want something for your life?